Good morning and a blessed Maundy Thursday to you. Welcome to the Reformation Holy Week 2024 podcast of Grace Mosaic. A portion of today's gospel reading from the Daily Prayer Project comes from John 13, verses 1 through 20 and 31 through 35, with a reflection by Formation resident Haley Williams. Take some breaths and quiet your heart as you prepare to encounter God's holy word. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that this hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, do you wash my feet?" Jesus answered him, "What I am doing you do not understand now, but afterward you will understand." Peter said to him, "You shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "The one who has bathed does not need to wash except for his feet, but is completely clean. And you are clean, but not every one of you." For he knew who was about to betray him. That was why he said, "Not all of you are clean." When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. Truly, truly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I am not speaking of all of you. I know whom I have chosen. But the scripture will be fulfilled: he who ate my bread has lifted his heel against me. I am telling you this now before it takes place, that when it does take place, you may believe that I am he. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever receives the one I send receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me." When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you: that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. 1 John 1:7. As city people, we find our lives very full of activity. There is a lot to do, and with modern technology, quite a lot we can get done efficiently. I wonder, though, of the many things that we do in a day, how many are dictated by what Jesus has asked of us? I'll start. At least half of the things on my to-do list right now are there out of necessity, and the other half are things I do for personal fulfillment or for pleasure. Holy Thursday is a day chock full of action. In the Upper Room Discourse, Jesus shares many of his most famous teachings with his disciples. He lowers himself to the position of a slave in washing their feet and anticipates again the betrayal and the gruesome events awaiting him later that evening. On Maundy, or Mandate Thursday, so called after the new commandment Jesus gives his disciples to love one another just as I have loved you, Jesus exhorts the 12 to embody his teachings and to consider more deeply how they might do as he did. We know that to follow God and to live in the way of Jesus requires more than just thinking the right things about him. But the mandate remains a question for the church today. Will believers accept the call to love each other in the way that Christ has loved us? Will we remember him in all our ways? Later, after the Last Supper in the Garden of Gethsemane, with droplets of blood sweating down his face, Jesus prepares to encounter the wrath of God. His humanity is in full display alongside his divinity, demonstrating that there is no limit to the lengths love will go. As servants of Christ, the heirs to his kingdom and those living in the light of his resurrection, we know what joy and life lies on the other side of obedience. Love is costly. Love asks us to lay down our pride, to enter into filthy places, to return betrayal with grace and kindness. Love gives everything and keeps nothing for itself. This is intimidating, but thank God we do not walk the path alone. We walk it after the one who illumines love for us, Jesus, the one who tends to our own filth, mess, and lovelessness, making us and the whole world more lovely along the way.